This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The Indian markets have closed in the red for three consecutive sessions. Yesterday, we had a gap down of 80-85 points, but we finally ended with a cut of almost 168 points, more than double of that, with the selling pressure intensifying. The SGX 50 is suggesting a largely flat start, and these are the cues. The US markets have closed with slim gains. They've rebounded after 2 days of losses, but the gains are not very high. Brent crude prices have eased, so that's a positive. They're hovering around $101 per barrel. But the focus is going to be on the monetary policy today, which will provide a fresh direction to our markets. Keep your eye out on the internals in terms of the FI selling. Yesterday, the FI sold 5,000 crore in cash. This follows selling of 2,279 crore on 6th of April. That's the prior session. And before that, the FIs had actually turned buyers in the cash market. So this is a trend that needs watching. The DII's net bought 1,775 crore in the cash market. Talking about stocks, Indiabulls Real Estate has announced that they will be raising 1,500 crores via a QIP. Two real estate companies have come out with the pre-quarter sales. For Shobha Developers, the sales volumes in Q4 are up 7% on a year-on-year basis, though the launches were fairly muted. For Oberoi Realty, on expected lines, the sales value are down 53% on a year-on-year basis, but the street was expecting a muted quarter this time, given the pipeline that the company had. Chola Investments, on the other hand, disbursements look very strong. 57% year-on-year, 22% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Sterling and Wilson reported their numbers. While the revenue is down 21% year-on-year, the company has managed to narrow its losses to 126 versus a loss of 347 crore a year-on-year. So the narrowing of the loss is a positive. But it's going to be a very crucial session for our markets. We are perched at an important juncture for the markets in terms of levels, and the RBI policy will set the direction for trade today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.